This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that was big last night. Frankly, I'd say the bigger hit than even the Trey hit. Trey gave you the lead ultimately for good, but, you know, Bryce's was a two-run shot. And at a point in the game when the Phillies were down 2-1.
Big shout out to Trey for getting on base there, too. The bloop, we got a true bloop and a blast there.
That is right. That is correct. Good morning to you, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. This segment, we're going to get to Brandon Graham. More of what he said in that interview yesterday, because he also talked about Jalen Hurts. We'll get to that shortly. Life advice with the hammer in about 10 minutes. John, you know, I'm always here to dole out advice. I help people.
Sort of.
I mean,
you're always here.
I'm like hamburger help.
Not necessarily.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I don't think I've ever had it. Is it horrible?
When I was a kid and I said, don't ever feed that to me again. I'd rather starve.
Is it like dog meat?
Yeah.
No, I think it's beef.
Okay. I don't eat it often, but it's fine. It's just hamburger in the pasta.
Beef.
Yeah.
It's like you add. Yeah, it's good. Ugh. Tastes good. I mean,
I'm with John. I think it's solid.
I like beef. Okay. It's just seasoning for the beef.
All right.
Maybe I just don't like the seasoning.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff.
You're also young. Taste buds change when you get older. I'm serious.
I love Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, you would like Hamburger Helper.
You don't see the Sloppy Joe much anymore.
Oh, you do if you're in my house.
But not like when we were kids. You're right, Joe. Like when we were growing up, like it was in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. It was a thing. Sloppy Joes were everywhere.
You don't see fried chicken much anymore, and that's a health thing. But you don't see, you know, that was a staple, you know. Growing up, fried chicken.
I see some Sloppy Joe. Okay. You're right about the fried chicken, though. Man, it was like an art form. I remember the first time I had fried chicken as a small child.
Oh, so good.
I couldn't imagine anything tasting better than that.
It's glorious.
I couldn't believe it. It was hot and juicy and holy cow, this explosion of flavor.
And the crunch and the...
Why can't I eat that for every meal, Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
It was this place in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania called Red Barn. And it hasn't been there since 1980, but it was delicious.
Reason you can't have it every meal is you'd be dead by now.
Oh, totally. Totally. No doubt.
All right, to the phones we go. Phil's got a win last night. It was one of those wins, though, that, you know, there's a lot of people talking today about the negative side. I don't, you know, mean to go into the, you know, back to the Mike Schmidt quote from years ago, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day in the newspaper, which sometimes we have here in Philly with, you know, talk radio. There's a lot to be pumped up about last night. I mean, they won. They're 8-3. We just mentioned Bryce and Trey, all that stuff. You know, you got a good start from Taiwan. But the bullpen was not good. And, you know, even Alvarado, who was one of the better ones in the bullpen, even he, it was shaky.
And they're asking so much of him already this year.
They're asking a lot. Yep. The Bowman Marsh thing, you know, both are issues in significant ways. In different ways, but significant ways. And I'd even add, I know it's lower on the list, but, man, I thought Trey's defense again last night showed he's just limited in range. James, you notice that on some of those balls?
Oh, 100%.
He's limited in range.
He's limited. His instincts aren't great.
He barely moved. The one in the ninth inning, it's like he had cement feet.
100%.
He didn't move.
Yeah, and then when you couple it with the fact that he's playing on the same side as Bohm, I know Bohm has improved, but Bohm is still a below-average third baseman, maybe average at best. It's a tough left side of the infield. You know?
It is. It is. All right, so your reaction to all that. Also, something that Brandon Graham said about Jalen Hurts, we will get to that shortly. Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Joseph, good morning.
Hey, Morty Chief. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, how you doing, John? In reference to the Phillies, Rhea, you know, you had said you really didn't want Thompson back as a manager. And I agree with you because this guy, whether he has the bullets in his gun for the bullpen pitchers, he doesn't know how to use them. He wastes so many of the pitchers. Like, I was out at the game Sunday with my daughter, and he takes Sanchez out in the fifth inning. After he gets the first two guys out, brings in Ruiz to get the final out. And then you would think he would maybe keep Ruiz in for the next inning. No, he brings in Romano, and he gets lit up. Straub in the first game against the Braves, he only pitched six or eight pitches, and
they're managing him.
They are managing him. You know, Joe, maybe he over relies on this. He does not, for the most part, like when a reliever finishes an inning and then has to start the next one. And I think he's probably a little too adherent to it. And I don't know what the numbers show. Like, I really don't.
And listen, they had to do it last night, and it worked out.
They did.
I mean,
but you can see it over now 4 years.
It is not a good practice.
He tries to avoid it.
Yeah,
and James, you're saying the numbers say you should avoid it?
I mean, just think about it. I mean, yes, the numbers say you should avoid it, but also just think about it. If you're up and you're coming into a big spot to get a big out or a big two outs, and then you go, you're all jacked up, you come in, those are how relievers work, and you go sit on the bench for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Like, it's hard to recreate that. Like, we see it all the time.
What if they were conditioned to, though? Because back in the day, like, Tug McGraw would come in the eighth all the time.
Sure.
But
pitch all the way through the ninth. So how much of that is conditioning the mind to do that?
Probably a fair amount. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. They're not asked to do it very often.
No. All right, Joe, I need an answer from you, pal, on a memorable split. We've had some great answers today.
Well, the 44th president of the United States and his wife, Michelle Obama.
I don't think they've split. She actually denied it earlier this week. So I don't think they've actually
split.
The
rumors have been around for a while.
They have been.
She did come out and say it's not true for what it's worth.
But, you know, you never know. But I hope they're together. It would be a shame if they're not.
Joe trying to be prophetic there.
But you never know. Yeah. People are talking about Jennifer Aniston and all this stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know. I don't know what is going on here.
I didn't either.
All right, 215-592-9494 as we...
By the way, I got to jump in on something because I noticed this last night from you. And I don't know why. It doesn't make much sense, but did anyone else see Joe's tweet last night about Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn?
I did not.
Okay, so here's the tweet. It goes, I need help. When Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn formed their tandem, was it thump and bump, or thump ampersand and bump, or thump and written out A&D bump? 3 question marks, please advise, smiley face.
Really?
What is going on here?
I just want to know how to spell thump and bump.
Why?
Because a lot of people say it's with an N. Thump N.
Is this a book thing?
What does it matter?
Is this a book thing?
You don't even say Sharich. Like, you don't even care to say people's names right. Why does it matter to you if there's an
ampersand? What's going on here? This is a really weird tweet to put
out. In written form, it matters how it's written. Now, I'm not saying Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn are in the book. I'm saying Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn may be in the book.
You were looking for other people to do your work, but you were too late.
Crowdsourcing.
By the way, no consensus on Twitter.
Less I know, I looked at the responses.
Yeah.
Than it did for you to send that tweet.
Well, no, listen, trust me when I tell you, Rhea, I Googled it too. Answers are all over the map.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was just N.
There's T-shirts with an N.
Ah, okay.
There's things with an and, A-N-D. There's things with the ampersand sign. Like, there's no consensus on thump and bump.
Please advise.
So get Barkley on the show and ask him.
Advise.
Yeah, get him on the show.
He'd probably be like, I don't know.
He would definitely say, I don't know.
100%.
He was misquoted in his own autobiography.
That was one of the greats of all time. The great Charles Barkley.
Real quick, though, I do have one other. Right. The first response is not about that. It actually says, are you trying to make sure my fantasy hoops trophy is accurate? Uh-oh.
Yeah,
are you going to lose?
I'm in a tie.
Oh, really?
Four days to go, and I'm in a tie.
Wow.
And that's the guy I'm in a tie with.
I assumed as much,
yeah, he's being a little bugger there. I spent last night on fantasy basketball at least 2 to 3 hours.
Now we know why you didn't work out.
I was obsessed
with watching
the
stats on my phone.
As they would come out.
Like, Jokic, get me one more rebound. All right, Jokic, get me another rebound.
Work out yesterday.
I spent
2 or 3 hours on fantasy basketball.
John, I took a bath after the Phillies game, just me and my phone.
Your just health. Watching stats.
Your physical well-being should matter more than fantasy basketball.
But it doesn't. In this case, I'm being honest.
Call it like you see it.
No, in this case, I really want to win my fantasy basketball league.
But you don't want to win against Jack?
I do want to win that, but Jack and me aren't playing in 4 days. I have 4 days left. Four days. So
I'm rooting for you, pal.
Wow.
Thank you. I know. I am, in
you
fact.
You got to pick up whatever Doughton's name is. Doughton, whoever. Jeff Doughton.
If he gets rebounds, I'll take him. It's all I need. I need rebounds and field goal and free throw and a little bit on turnovers, but I really need rebounds. Yes, Bono got me 9 more last night.
Yeah, well, you want rebounds.
I got some guy, Campaign, whatever that guy's name is, with the Wizards. He got me like 12. He's a guard. Got a guard that rebounds. That's the key. He's got the phones. Let's go to Andrew in Ambler. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Andrew. Man, you sound cultured.
Dignified.
Jeez.
I'm going to keep calling. Hopefully I can keep calling as I really enjoy talking
to
you guys.
Hey, if I speak like this, does it sound completely bonkers?
That sounds British, and the South African accent and the British accent always gets confused.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Oh, man. So you actually thought I sounded British?
I did.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, okay. I sort of.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I sounded British.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but if you're South African, the Brits were those that came in and, empire thing going there.
It's a fair point.
Andrew, we have
that. There are a lot of places, though, that had that with Britain.
We have that in common. You know, we both, shed that yoke.
The sun never sets, as they say.
That's why my accent is British, because my ancestors were British, but there's a whole other Dutch Netherlands culture of the of other people.
Makes sense.
Hopefully I win the Phillies ticket so I can...
we'll find out with your answer. All right, what do you got on the Phillies from last night?
So I've called a few times in just to say the bullpen's always the issue, but I have a theory behind it, and I wonder what your thoughts are. Do you think they went ahead and when they made the trade for Luzardo, they were just putting their full trust in starting pitching, going 7 innings on a regular basis to not have to worry about the bullpen?
Not quite the way you frame it. I think they know that it's an added benefit for a weaker bullpen, but I wouldn't say it's a strategy, not entirely, not the way you put it. But I will say this, Andrew. Do I think Dombrowski is acutely aware that two of the starters, if they all stay healthy, and I'm not counting Taiwan, that Ranger and the kid could go into the bullpen in October? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the one part of this. That's why, if you notice what I'm saying about the bullpen now, I keep saying we, as a fan base, have to kind of endure the next few months. Because I don't think they're going to make a trade quickly. And maybe, but they really are going to throw some great arms into the bullpen come October. And that could completely change the whole makeup of the bullpen. If you put Andrew Painter and Ranger Suarez in the bullpen, that's a... It's a totally different bullpen.
Right. Well, I mean, I think...
And that's what Luzardo... My point is, Luzardo's acquisition gives you that capability, is my point.
Right. And I think you guys had a poll before the season started. You've brought up a few times today, why the fans were not excited. And the Marsh at bats.
Yeah.
The Alec Boehm sulking. So it just once again comes back to my point of that they just seem to be running it back year by year, and maybe this is now more evidence as to why the fans were not excited.
I think that's fair. The one thing you got to give them at least some leeway on the Marsh thing. They do have a youngin coming up somewhat soon, And so it's hard to go sign. It's unwise to go sign a guy 3 years, $45 million to play that position if he would get removed from the starting lineup halfway through this year for another kid. You know, so we've seen that before. I mean, it is important for the next 5 to 8 years of Phillies baseball that these young guys get a chance because, you know, the Schwarbers and the JTs aren't going to be here forever, and this might be their last year. Like, you got to turn this thing over. One of the reasons they got in trouble 15 years ago when they bottomed out, it wasn't just that Ryan Howard and Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins all declined. It was that Dominic Brown stunk. It was, right. You know, and they didn't have as many good prospects back then as they currently have, but the ones they had, they didn't deliver. And the others they had, obviously they had traded for, you know, some of those players like Roy Oswalt and others. All right, Andrew, give me an answer for a memorable split.
All right, let's hope it works. How about Rachel and Ross from Friends?
Well, we said no fictional. No fictional.
You said no fictional. All right, then it's got to be Brad and Angelina then, right?
Mm. Oh. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Funny, because Rachel's involved in both, kind of.
That's right. Yeah. Now, the Titanic would have been a better answer, but it's okay. Brad and Angelina. I'll write it down. You know, the boat.
You're right. Boat that split. Would have been a clever answer.
Yeah, boat split.
You've been ripping some clever ones
couple.
Off the board.
I mean, that's what I do. That's why I do a segment called Life Advice with the Hammer. I walk down the street, people are constantly asking me for advice. I say, not now, kid. You got to get to me on the show.
Hit me up at 9:15 on Thursday.
Time's Yours is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment simply needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
All right, we're going to talk about Jack the Mic, and I think you really want to lock in on this, Joe, because I think there's an important question for you to answer.
Is this about working out?
Jack says,
this is the whole thing.
I am a middle-aged man, out of shape, a delicate flower.
Oh, God.
I made the mistake of challenging a younger, more strapping coworker to a variety of sporting events. I have bad hamstrings and irritable bowel syndrome and need to work out in preparation for the competition.
It's not hamstrings, it's groin.
Yes. Yeah, but the hamstrings are tight.
However, I cannot get motivated to work out. I find every excuse to not properly train. What advice would you have for me to find the motivation to work out? Yes, Hammer, help this person out.
It starts with this. Don't do as I do. Look, I am going to be digging in and digging down. This week there's been a lot going on. But what you obviously got to do is you got to create structure, because I think most people work better off structure.
And routine is part of structure.
That's what I mean. Yeah. When I say structure,
I think routine is huge for that.
It's very big. So, you know
what we need to create? We need to create a date when this is actually happening. Because right now, he's skating by with ease because he knows there's no real hard and fast day he has to be working towards.
I think that's probably part of it. I think you're right about that.
That's true. It's not untrue. Maybe 2020.
So let's get a date.
2026.
I'm surprised you can go 7.
No, but I'm starting to think maybe 2026. Because I'm getting worried how many people tell me I'm going to get injured.
Oh, gosh, now you're getting there.
And you
there.
Think that'll change whether it's 2025 or 2026 May?
Let me ask you a question. Rhea, you've been around here the longest.
Yes,
you've worked at WIP the longest.
Correct.
Is the radio station going to make me sign a waiver?
100,000%.
You really believe that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I think
they made
you sign a waiver to
get your nipples waxed.
They did.
Yeah, this is way more strenuous than that.
And you cheated on that.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of did. A little cheating. Yeah. A light dusting of cheating.
What if I don't sign the waiver?
Shame we didn't have YouTube back then.
You're already looking at
I got angles.
This is not good right now.
I got angles.
No, I don't think anyone likes where this is.
Maybe in the fall? I'm thinking about it. All right. So the point is just get your ass in the gym. That's my
Why is the competition happening? Well, Joe still won't sign the waiver. You know, we can't get him to agree.
Okay. You know? Yeah, it's Life Advice with the Hammer.
Did you help yourself?
A little bit. get to the gym. Let's get to Hope right now in Holland. Good morning, Hope.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, Hope.
Splendid, Hope.
Okay, I have a vision for your, for behind your desk.
Yes.
How about something very cool with like spray paint, all things Philadelphia?
Like so almost color? like a fake
mural?
Yeah, graffiti. Yeah.
Like a fresco. Yeah.
Like cool when we were in London, the Pass Yonge Avenue, that whole place there, you know, that's super cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I thought that would be really cool. How are you?
Now,
guys?
It is a lot of that's work there. You know, we're going to have to get someone in who actually knows how to do these things.
That's an artiste.
As opposed to just like hanging something on the wall.
But I think it's a good idea. I'm going to write that one down. If someone put that together for us, it could look quite beautiful.
Even like things like with like besides Philadelphia sports, maybe Wawa.
Yeah.
Cheesesteak places, Pats.
How about my book? How about buy my book at this website?
Exactly.
I think that's going to happen, yeah. Oh,
that's a given.
That's a lock, yeah.
That's going to be the biggest thing behind me.
That would be great.
Fresco of Philly, though. I like it a lot. That's good.
Okay, great. I'm glad you like it.
All right, what do you got for an answer here for a memorable split?
Well, I think Tom Brady and the Patriots.
You know,
I think
not
that's
bad.
Best answer.
That listen, I'll tell you what. That may have been. Let me think about this. The longest tenured athlete in our life who went to a different team, probably right. I mean, Kevin Garnett got to 13 years. Brian Dawkins got to 13 years. I think Brady was 17 years with the Patriots. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I doubt that. Like, I doubt there's. How long was Ray Bourque in Boston?
That would be comparable. That would be, that would
something
be
like that. But something it's
like
so
that.
Rare to stay in one place that long and actually end up going somewhere else.
And of course, Ray Bourque in Boston, it was all about him trying to get a cup and Boston being good with that.
They gave him a parade.
And they did it together. Brady and Belichick, that one done together.
No, very different.
Ew.
What do you think?
That's a pretty good answer, Brady and Patriots.
Do you think Brandon Graham, if he were
don't even
halfway
say it.
Through
don't
the
even
season,
put it out there. Don't even
play for another
suggest
team.
It
another
to
team
the world.
I don't
came
think
forth
so.
And said, listen, we need help, and we can guarantee you this.
You know why I think no, John? I'll tell you.
As a vested veteran, if he signs with a team halfway through the year, once he plays a snap, that essentially guarantees whatever he's on the books for that year. So it is kind of like a quasi-guarantee in a sport where there is none.
Here's my answer of why I think he wouldn't do it. Because I think he could have in free agency and didn't. I think he played well enough that there would be a team out there that's like, we're bringing in BG, veteran guy, rotational piece. He played well enough to earn that from somebody. So either no one... They either offered it to him and he said no. I mean, is it possible no one offered him because of the injury? It's possible. But I tend to think he played well enough that somebody should have wanted him. And I think that he will only play here if he plays.
I think
I agree.
Injury does change a lot. The injury does mess with perception to some degree.
That's true. All right, time's yours up ahead. Also, more of BG, what he said about Jalen Hurts yesterday. All of this, including your phone calls, and time's yours up ahead. On 94 WIP.
Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Just head to FanDuel.com/JonR, J-O-N-R, to boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. No matter how you want to bet this legendary tournament, it'll be even more enjoyable if you boost it at FanDuel.com/JonR. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP, so don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/JonR, J-O-N-R, to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Those guys aren't kidding. There was a lot going on. This whole series has been a lot happening. But man, that one last night, it was a dub. It was hairy at the end, as they say. Hairy throughout, frankly, in many ways. James, I know you got an event coming up. Tell us about it tonight.
Coming out, Rhea, you'll appreciate this. Maxie's at Temple. We're going to be hanging out at Temple to watch Phil's Braves tonight. Fritz and I, High Hopes event. We're going to be doing trivia for Phillies tickets. Miller Lights all around. It's going to be awesome. Coming out Maxie's Temple tonight for the Phillies game.
Very cool. Good stuff. 215-592-9494. Time's yours in about 10 minutes. Let's listen to more of Brandon Graham from his interview yesterday with Kay Adams, because they also talked about Jalen Hurts. Let's listen to BG. Big praise for Jalen.
When you're now on these, in these fancy sets, and you might have to wear a suit and you might whatever, will you say, like, let's get you set for, you know, you and your Stephen A. square off here. Is Jalen Hurts the top five quarterback?
Jalen Hurts, in my book, is a top five quarterback. I mean, you got, like, he won a Super Bowl. Like, he automatically go up there. He won a Super Bowl. I don't care what team, like, who did what. It's like, look, all year, all playoffs, he had to, he the one that grabbed the ball first. He has to hand it off. His mechanics, all the little things that you don't think about, that's just clockwork, has to go right. How many times quarterbacks fumble the ball in a big moment and then bam, it's game over. And now you looking forward to the next year because of, you know, a mistake that you got to live off of, but learn from, but then get ready for next year. I mean, people don't give him credit for those little things, but all that little stuff matter. And he practices that stuff every day. He's my top five. And, you know, if I had to go, he my number one because of, you know, him playing. I know I ain't playing for them other quarterbacks. All I know is him, and we won the championship. And I'm going to go just straight there. For this year, he got to be number one. You know what I'm saying? He won against the GOAT.
You think he was thinking about you when he said that?
I do.
100%.
I mean, let's be real. It's a little bit of an overstatement there. I mean, if the measuring stick is win the Super Bowl, you become number one. I mean, come on. And then why? I mean, Phil Simms beat John Elway. He wasn't better than Phil Simms.
He wasn't better than John Elway. Super Bowls.
No, I know he did.
And has outplayed Patrick Mahomes both times.
I agree with that.
That's a huge deal for me.
I agree, but I will say, here's the one thing I'll say in Mahomes' defense. He was getting clobbered after 2 seconds almost every play. I mean, I had just about never seen anything like it. So, you know, I'm certainly not knocking Patrick Mahomes off the one spot. The question, I think, for most people in Philly is, where do you put Jalen? James, you probably got him too, right?
Two.
Yeah, that is.
He's number two.
That is asinine.
Why? Why is that asinine?
Because there's at least four that are better.
Why,
at least.
Though? You see, I think you underrate all the things. I think playing the quarterback
position.
Here we go.
Rev the engine. Rev it up.
It's true, though. Playing the quarterback position, what happens above the shoulders is more important than what happens below the shoulders. And this guy is as elite as I think he's number one in the league at what happens above the shoulders. But obviously he's not quite as good at some other things as some other quarterbacks, but he's still super fast, has a great arm, makes the right decisions, doesn't turn the ball over. Like, I don't know what more you want from the guy. He is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I want him to be better in the passing game more consistently.
But you didn't ask him to be.
Well, I do. I mean, you know, not personally. I don't go to his
door. No, I'm saying the team didn't ask him
to
be.
That's why they don't ask him to.
That's what you assume.
I do assume that.
No, or it could be that you have the greatest running back in the history of the franchise, one of the greatest running backs in the history of the sport, and an amazing offense. Offensive line, what's best to win football games?
He's better than I thought. I will say that, and we'll continue to say that. I don't think he's nearly as good as someone like James thinks, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see in the future years.
I would have him too. I'm fine if he's in people's top five. I think it's asinine to have him outside if you want to put Burrow and Allen and Lamar up there, that's fine. But anyone else in his range, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, five's where the debate, in my opinion, really begins, because it's him, it's Jaden Daniels, it's a guy like Stafford, you know. And I gotta see, like, candidly, I gotta see Jaden Daniels play more. I'll say this. I was impressed after he got through that injury the first time he played the Eagles and wasn't that good, and something was wrong with his elbow or whatever that was.
Also rib, I think.
Okay, I was impressed with him in the game in D.C. I was impressed with, I know it's going to sound ridiculous because he got blown out. I thought Jaden Daniels played well in the NFC Championship game. His team kept fumbling, his defense couldn't do anything. So, you know, I didn't think he played bad.
Guys usually take a step back before they spring forward again. They're like C.J. Stroud last year, yeah. Jalen after 2022,
Sometimes, but... Look, Jalen's in there somewhere. And, you know, we'll see. John, it will be interesting when the offseason rankings come out after he won the Super Bowl. How does the nation compare him to Lamar, him to Josh Allen, him to Burrow?
Where does
Chris Sims
put him?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, people will be looking at that.
No, I know. He won't be lower
than
seven.
Can't wait to get mad
about that. Lower than seven. My guess is he'll typically be somewhere between 5 to 7. But there will be people like James that'll put him in the top four, no doubt. We'll see. All right, 215-592-9494. I will say the irony of BG saying I got him over the GOAT. Well, then the GOAT ain't the GOAT.
That's a really good point, actually. Yeah, that is ironic.
Both can't be true. All right, let's go to John in Lower Merion. Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great, John.
Okay, so getting to Alec Boehm, maybe what I think would help him is a standing ovation.
No.
Like,
no.
No.
Is this sarcasm or is this sarcasm, John? I need to know the truth. Sarcasm?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. That's
no, but more importantly, Brandon Graham, I just don't think the guy's ready to retire. I mean, I retired 2 years ago, and you just know when it's time. Hmm. And I just don't think he wants to. And I could definitely see him like being like what they did with Hugh Douglas back in 2004, you know, like just bringing him in.
Well, Hugh was a little different in that he was signed in the offseason. I think it's pretty clear, that BG won't be signed in the offseason. Now, you know, could he get signed in October if there's injuries?
He's definitely got to forget about the money if he wants to play.
Well, I agree with that. And when he referenced the money thing earlier, I don't think he was actually talking money. I think he was talking the guy that makes the decision is what I is how I interpreted that one comment from about a half an hour ago.
it's just hard to call. Like, what's going? What's really going on? Are they just waiting to see what they get in the draft?
John, I will tell you this, and I'm going to keep the name private because it was said to me privately, but I will tell you there's a Philadelphia athlete one time that told me, we were face-to-face conversation, he wanted to continue to play. He was a really well-known player, and the team didn't want him anymore. And the team told him that, and it was framed publicly as a retirement, which it was a retirement, but it really wasn't his preference. So, those things happen.
Yeah, sometimes you just, I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just over. It's out of your control. You don't get to leave on your own terms, but, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, it's a tough spot there. All right, John, give me an answer for a memorable split.
I'm going to go with Sonny and Cher.
That's a pretty good answer, too. Yeah, because it had double ramifications. It was their personal marriage, but also the career element there. Sonny and Cher is a good answer right there. John, you and I still got a duet. I got you, babe, someday.
I can't wait. We're waiting for it.
Huge, yeah. Sonny and Cher didn't affect me at all at any point in my young life or old life.
I think it's because I may have smooched that one gal in the Cadillac bar in Hoboken after we had...
I got you, babe?
We'd I got you, babe, up on stage
you
together.
Did?
So what makes you want to do it with John?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, because I got Amy at this point, so there's no gal in the bar in Hoboken, so now all I got is Richie, and it's all platonic.
Yeah. Certainly hope so. Otherwise, that could cause problems around here.
All right, let's go to Rob. Rob, good morning.
Hello.
What's up,
Rob?
Robbie.
Man, I am right here.
Oh, good morning, sir.
I got a quote, which I think you're all going to appreciate. Hopefully, it'll motivate you. From Walt Disney, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing.
That's true.
Good quote.
Yeah.
Really like it.
So I got a book on Walt Disney. We'll see if I get to it. Last night I started a book on Putin. I was actually choosing between a Putin book and a Walt Disney book.
Why?
I actually find it pretty interesting. Putin has done so much bad stuff, I want to learn more about it. Like,
it's really strange.
I know. But he really is a problem. He really is. Anyway, Rob, I will take that Walt Disney quote under advisement.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Can I give you a famous split?
Please do.
The crack in the Liberty Bell.
Wow, that's another good answer.
Wow.
This might really have to turn into a poll question tomorrow.
I think it does.
That's
can't
a great
pick one
right there, though.
We have 8 to 10 that are that is a really great one. We have some big answers.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of answers, let's get to the answers of our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of premium one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. All right, John, two different poll questions. The first today relates to Goddard. Will he be an Eagle? Last time we did this poll, which was exactly 1 month ago, 43% of people said he will be an Eagle in 2025. You think that number went up or down?
I think that number went down significantly.
It did, but not significant. 37% say he will be an Eagle.
Jeez.
63% say he will not. Second poll question. Are you thinking more about the positives and positive or negative after last night's Phillies game?
I think... Jeez,
that's a toughie.
That is tough. I'm going to say negative slightly wins out here, like 57%.
So we're known as Negadelphia times in Philly, but this would be Posadelphia.
Damn straight.
67% skew on the positive side of things, which is good. And if that's a glass two-thirds half full. Two-thirds half full?
Very nice.
It don't work that way. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time. Well, let me just say, two-thirds half full might be the dumbest comment I've ever said.
That's great.
Yeah, it's two-thirds half full. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that there. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig. On the go, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joe, you crack me up. You calling yourself an athlete is like me calling the Time Yours line and calling myself a radio host. Get real, jabroni.
Wow.
Jabroni to you.
Wow. Okay.
Tamara, what's wrong with you? How hard is it to work out? How hard is it to walk or run or lift weights? You are going to lose to Fritz 5-0. Put the McDonald's down, put the Wendy's down, put the snacks down, and let's get out and do this because you're not beating him by heart. Time's yours.
I'm going gym this afternoon. I'm digging in this afternoon, not long after I get home.
Hey, Joe, leave Seltzer alone. He's a fine, handsome-looking man who works his butt off, and if he wants to move his microphone, he'll move his microphone. Leave him alone. Time is yours.
Yeah, but people...
Thanks, Patrick.
It's going to be a thing. Trust me. Trust me. On the YouTube show.
Oh, me moving around is a thing for everyone.
Like,
yes.
People are going to really start seeing the idiosyncrasies.
Well, it's why I do the... I mean, it's why I'm... Because I'm, like, flying around back here. It's, like, works for my personality.
But just so you know, James, you also move even when you don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, okay. I can't stop. I'm kinetic energy.
And that will be noticed.
Me and my daughter. My daughter's exact. Zoe's exact. She's just pure kinetic energy.
Hey, John, just want to let you know, there is a device out there called ear, nose, and eyebrow trimmer. You might want to look into it, buddy. It does a good job. I'm yours.
Yeah. I grabbed one.
Did you?
I did. Well, it's not exactly like just for the nose, but I did get a little trimmer yesterday.
You ready? I'm going to go for one. It. You ready, John? Clean it up there.
Yeah, I need to
get the lawnmower.
And I do think it has gotten worse, like in the last year.
Well, it's only going to continue.
Joe, being an athlete and having athlete's foot is not the same thing, all right? You're not an athlete. Time's yours.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. And with that, John Madden, get yourself some Fast Acting Tenactin. With that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message
today.
Of your
it
thoughts,
is,
compliments,
so.
And
that.
Complaints.
That.
Call 215-238-4500.
John, what was Madden like? You know him a little bit.
He was exactly like he came across when he would do games. There was no pretense.
Did he go into football coach mode, though, because he was a tough coach, and we didn't see that, the public, with his football announcing. But did he ever go into football coach, tough mode guy?
Well, he was usually in football coach, tough mode guy talking. Like, I would see him at training camp. He would come to Napa, or I saw him in Las Vegas. And I told you about the conversation. It was me and Rich Gannon and John Madden. And we were talking about how Derek Brooks was calling out our plays exactly verbatim during the Super Bowl. And John Madden was telling me that should not matter at all.
And I disagree with
you
that.
You should be That's able just... to run your plays and execute them, whether they know the play and know how to say the play or not.
But isn't he wrong? I mean, in all due respect to the great John Madden, isn't he wrong?
I guess that's a really interesting debate.
And that's like saying to a baseball pitcher, it doesn't matter if the batter knows
what type of pitch you're throwing, where you're throwing it. Hey, it's going to be a fastball upper corner. Like, okay, I'm going to swing it. I'm going to swing in that corner. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't buy
here?
That. I mean,
like, maybe you can still succeed against a defense if they know your plays theoretically.
Maybe you get by.
My point is, it absolutely helps the defense. Like, there's no way it doesn't help the defense.
You're not going to be as good as you otherwise would be. It's just, there's no way. All right, let's quickly turn to, we're getting right to it, a memorable split. Best answer wins the Phillies tickets. A memorable split. Joe, I need a quick answer from you, my man. Give me a split.
This is going to blow them away when they split the atom.
That's another big one.
Oh, man.
Holy mackerel. I do think we're going to need a poll tomorrow. Let's get one or two more here. That could win tomorrow.
That might have, if goodness. We were voting, that might have got my vote.
David in Wilmington. David, give me a split.
I was going to say the split between the Colonials and the British.
Already said. Do you have a different answer?
Yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Not quite the same way. That's more like a divide than a split.
Yeah.
Tom, give me a split.
I'm on a banana split.
Yeah.
I was waiting also for someone to say it.
Yeah.
Rector texted it to me like 3 hours ago.
Of course he did. There
you go. Look, I could read you a million we've had. I won't read them all. I'll just say this. This has to go to a poll tomorrow. We have at least 7 of 10 that are phenomenal.
Great answers today.
Yeah. Really, really great answers. All right. We'll get to that tomorrow to figure out who ultimately wins the Phillies tickets. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. The rubber match tonight, Lizardo on the mound. And hopefully he can keep the Phil streak of winning each series rolling. So Phil's tonight. We're getting closer to the draft. We'll have a show tomorrow from Borgata. We look forward to that. And I hope you look forward to Joe and Hugh. They are up next.